could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Rangers are currently taking on Macedonian side FK Skopje in the Europa League qualifiers. Celtic plan to keep Mikey Johnson despite being linked with a loan move away. And the League Cup action continues tonight with 15 matches kicking off at 7:45. I'm Andrew McLean and I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Roger Hanna.
And 6 minutes into the second half in Macedonia, still 0-0 in this second leg this evening. 2-0 to Rangers in aggregate. And you don't want to tempt fate, Andrew, but it looks so far to be a reasonably comfortable evening for Steven Gerrard.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the show. And of course, there's the chance for you to grab yourself £5,000 in time for the new season, which isn't far away now, Roger, here on Super Scoreboard. We're giving you the chance to come on air and answer as many sporting general knowledge questions as you can inside 30 seconds. You'll be aiming to get yourself on that leaderboard before we head into finals week. That starts on Monday. A score of at least 6 is required to get yourself on there at the moment, but there is 3 fans setting the pace at the top with a score of 7. That's David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart Buchanan from Stirling and Terry McCutcheon from Barrhead. Can you do better? If you think so, head to Clyde1.com where you'll find all the information and instructions you need to register, or if social media is your thing, head to @ClydeSSB on Twitter, go to our pinned tweet and you can enter there. Time's ticking for people to get involved, Roger.
Yeah, still the 3 out in front, and you know, there's a big queue behind. Listen, it's difficult. It's difficult when you come on the show, you're nervous, but get a couple of early on, momentum builds. There's plenty of time left to get onto this leaderboard. Get 7, you're in finals week.
We'll make sure to get involved. Friday will be your last opportunity, and then straight into finals week. But before we get to that, Rangers currently into the second half of their game against FK Skopje. What have you made of their performance so far, Roger?
Well, I think, you know, most people would agree it's probably a step up on last week's performance. They've come away, they've looked comfortable, they've kept Skopje to just a few speculative efforts. Alan McGregor made a couple of probably routine saves for him first half, and 7 minutes in, almost 8 minutes into the second half, they're pushing hard. But the harder Skopje press, the more opportunity you would feel for Rangers to get a goal in the break. And if they do, there's no way the Macedonians are scoring 4.
Well, when we have a look at the team that Steven Gerrard's put out, it's of course Alan McGregor continues in goal. It's a back four of James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Nikola Katic and John Flanagan. The 3 in midfield, Ross McCrory, Daniel Candeias. And the 1 change, he's made Ryan Jack in for Scott Arfield, who limped off last Thursday, didn't travel through injury. Murphy, Windass and Morelos, the front 3. Just the 1 change. Do you feel that that's down to Steven Gerrard being happy with these players, or do you feel that these are the players that he wants to gel into the starting lineup?
I think he'd be happy enough with it with a 2-0 home win last week. He did say there was more to come from Rangers' team. It's interesting that you look at the front 6, they're all players that were there last season, either under Pedro Caixinha or Graham Murphy in the second half of the season. I think Steven Gerrard will quickly want to integrate the likes of Umar Sadiq, Lassana, Koulibaly that he's brought into the club. Still very keen to add Jake Cooper, the Millwall centre-half. I think there'll be more signings. It's a very young bench. The likes of Middleton's there again, Ruddin's there again, Bradley's there. So there are more players to come into the Rangers team, and I think there'll be more signings to be made, you know, before the transfer window shuts, Andrew.
We saw Celtic's friendly against Standard Liège on Saturday. In the first half they played 1 starting 11, in the second half they played another starting 11. You feel when you look at Rangers' bench that they wouldn't really be capable of putting together 2 strong sides at the moment.
Yeah, and just as we look, they're a terrific save by the Skopje goalkeeper to deny Rangers an opening goal. The ball breaks to Morelos on the rebound, cleared away to safety. That's as close as Rangers have come. Jamie Murphy coming in from the left-hand side onto his right foot. He scored the opener last week, almost got an opener again. In fact, it's Windass, just seeing a different angle there. Dean Windass's shot, a fine save, pushed away there. Just your point about the relative squads. Celtic squad, it's a course and distance squad. It's won the title 2 or 3 times. It's maybe a couple of numbers down. I would expect those numbers to be replenished before the window shut. So Steven Gerrard knows what he needs to do. There was a gap again last season between Celtic and Rangers. He's trying to bridge it by bringing in a better standard of player. Some have been integrated to the team. You look at the back four tonight, Flanagan again, Cattage, Goldson, they all start, Alan McGregor's in goal again. But there are more players to come for Rangers as Jenner tries to close that gap, not just in terms of quality, even in terms of quantity when you touch upon these kids on the bench tonight.
And then we know that Rangers are in for Jake Cooper. They're in the market for a centre-back, whether that will be Jake Cooper that comes in or not. What other positions apart from that one do you feel that Rangers do need to strengthen?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think they need more up front. Umar Sadiq has arrived, but there's Eduardo Herrera going back to Mexico in the last 24 hours. Jason Cummings has left after his loan spell. He's signed for Peterborough now. Kenny Miller is now manager of Livingston and will be bringing the MTI Ibrox in this season. I just think if something were to befall Morelos, or if Morelos was to be sold for any sum of money, I think Rangers need more in the striking department. Sadiq's in, unknown quantity in Scottish football. I think Steven Gerrard, if he can get Jake Cooper, I think he would look to bring in another forward going player.
0141 951 1025, if you want to give us a call, if you're maybe watching the Rangers game, or if you want to talk about anything else that's happening in Scottish football at the moment, or you can give us a tweet at ClydeSSB. Mark on Twitter, he's tweeted us, he's saying that he feels that come September, if Rangers still have Morelos, Windass and Murphy as their front three, they'll be in trouble.
Well, you can see why that argument there. Apart from anything else, there's not a great deal of cover behind, if, you know, as we said there, if anything was to happen. Celtic have got options. They look as if they're going to start with two up front, both Edouard and Dembele. They've Lee Griffiths to come back from injury. Lewis Morgan's arrived at the club. James Forrest, of course, is another option. Johnny Hayes will be fit again soon. Ryan Christie's there. So just in terms of numbers, Celtic seem to have more options. I just think Rangers need to give Steven Gerrard a bit more scope to change things up top.
What do you think it says for the squad that finished the season last season? Because, of course, Steven Gerrard's already brought in a lot of names to this Rangers squad. There's been quite a few that have gone out. Clearly, he wasn't happy with what he arrived at the club with.
No, and I don't think any manager coming in would have been particularly happy. Rangers finished behind Aberdeen again. They didn't get a cup. They looked to get some silverware last season. So there's still a lot for Rangers to do. Whoever it had been, you know, Steven Gerrard or anyone else had got that job, they would have looked to significantly change the squad and put their own mark on it. Steven Gerrard's been given the scope by the board to do that. I think he'll be given even more scope, more funds before the window closes, to try and get Cooper, to try and get more forward going players. I don't think he's badly off for numbers in midfield. There's Arfield and Dorans will still be to come back after injuries in there.
Jordan Rossiter, of course.
Jordan Rossiter's another. Koulibaly hasn't been seen yet, so I don't think they're badly off for numbers in there. He clearly wants another centre back. Alves is gone, Martin's gone. He sees McCrory as a central midfield player. So it'll be a centre back. If it's not Jake Cooper, it'll be somebody else. But I think the Rangers supporters would like to see one, if not two, attack minded players before the window closes.
Well, I was at the game last week when Rangers played Scoopy at Ibrox. I was working there for Super Scoreboard, and there was a bit of an element of frustration from the Rangers fans going into the final few minutes of the game. It was only 1-0. Maybe their minds had, Steven Gerrard even said that he felt that the fans' minds had maybe cast back to last year when they were only 1-0 up from the home leg against Progress Niederkorn. But do you feel that maybe patience is needed at this point?
Listen, that would be in the back of Rangers fans' minds. They would remember 12 months earlier, Progress, it was only 1-0, the Kenny Miller goal at Ibrox, and they blew it in the second leg, so that would have worried them. Tavernier's penalty would have lifted a burden off their shoulders. They've looked reasonably comfortable tonight. I see Josh Windass here booked along with a Scoopy player just for an incident on halfway. We're now 58 and a half minutes gone, still 0-0. So Rangers looking comfortable at the minute. Any anxiety so far has been warded off, if you like. You know, there's not that goal that would give Scoopy any hope, any expectation of a way back into this. So if they can keep it like this, they'll be through. And you would expect it would be Osijek in Croatia next, a trip over to the Balkans again next week. That will be a rise in quality opposition. But Rangers, you would think, would be better off for these two games against Scoopy.
You talk about that rise in quality. It could be Croatia they go to next. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, of course. But then after that, if Rangers do manage to make it through against Osijek or against Petrikub, the Moldovan side that they're coming up against, the teams that enter at the next stage: Zenit, Sevilla, Fiorentina, Besiktas, Feyenoord.
Listen, it's harder and harder for Scottish clubs to qualify. Look at Celtic in the Champions League. Celtic have made it into the group stage of the Champions League in each of the last two seasons. Last season they got to the last 32 of the Europa League, and still the seeding system, this coefficient system, is weighted against them to such an extent they've now got to go through four qualifying rounds. You know, it's ludicrous. Rangers and Hibernian, four qualifying rounds. Aberdeen, they've only got three qualifying rounds, but immediately they're pitched in against a side that finished seventh in the English Premier League. So UEFA don't want clubs from little countries like ours in the group stages of their competition. We don't bring enough money to it. We don't bring enough TV revenue to it. They don't want us anymore. And, you know, it's heartbreaking for the clubs, and it's heartbreaking for Scottish football supporters, because it's becoming a real rarity for them to see the big European teams coming to Scotland.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, it's time to get our first contestant on the line of the evening, and it is Alistair in Stirling. Alistair.
Hello, how are we doing?
Good evening. £5,000 Fan. Are you feeling confident?
I'm not too bad, actually.
Good stuff. Well, of course, you are a Rangers fan. We're currently distracting you from the Rangers game. Are you watching it?
Yeah, I've got a stream going on my dad's phone.
What have you made of Rangers' performance so far?
Fairly average, to be honest. It's shown that, like, when we were at the game on Thursday, we thought they're a good passing side, but they've got weaknesses, and we should be at least getting an away goal to cement our place.
Does it worry you at all that maybe Rangers haven't put this tie to bed, or are you thinking, you know, it's early days in this campaign, there's a long way to go?
Yeah, a bit of that, because I've always looked at it since in the last few seasons that it was all based on how the Warburton era started when we beat Hibs 6-2 or whatever it was. And we had no right to start that way because everybody's still gelling together. They've only been together about a month. So hopefully they get a bit better as a team, but it's a different challenge to Scottish football because it's more a passing game and it's not as physical as our game.
Well, as we're talking about that, there's Rangers have a good opportunity to get a free kick outside the box. Roger,
they're pushing hard. Josh Windass clearly a thorn in the side of this Scoopy defence. He busts forward into the D in the edge of the box, taken down by Broja, the Scoopy defender. Referee, no doubt at all that it was going to be a free kick. It's a booking, second booking for a Scoopy defender in the last couple of minutes, Andrew. James Tavernier, whose penalty and injury time last week gave Rangers an extra bit of breathing space, he's there. Windass is there as well. 62 minutes played in a very sparsely populated stadium, you have to say, in the Macedonian capital, Skopje, this afternoon. The Skopje fans don't seem to have backed their team to overcome that first leg deficit. And if Rangers were to score from this, it really would put the tie beyond them.
Well, it was an interesting point Stephen Gerrard made as well. You know, he was talking about the temperature, the humidity, but he said, you know, he doesn't want players at this club that will make excuses like that.
No, and I think, you know, he's going to try. He's lived his life in a very professional way through all his days at Liverpool. He expects those same standards of professionalism, of discipline from his Rangers players. Don't want to cast any doubt over the way that, you know, the club's been run in the past, in the recent past, but I think Stephen Gerrard's standards will probably be set slightly higher than those of his last couple of predecessors.
Well, Windass went low with that free kick, but hit it straight into the wall. Alistair, £5,000 Fan, 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or give it a guess. Aim of the game is to stay on the leaderboard until finals week, which is next week. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Let's go. What city would you be in if you went to a Panathinaikos home game?
Istanbul.
Which Scottish Premiership side lost 1-0 to Annan on Saturday?
Kilmarnock.
Which French footballer said, "Because I'm worth it"?
Mbappe.
Who is Jack Ross's assistant at Sunderland?
Pass.
Other than Rangers, name one other team Ian Durant played for.
Aberdeen.
Who replaced Scott Arfield in Rangers' starting lineup against Scoopy tonight?
Ryan Jack.
In Space Jam, which basketball star helps the Toons to victory over the Monstars?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, right. Out of time there. How do you think he got on, Roger?
I'm not too sure. Some difficult ones in there as well. Basketball questions. Come on.
Ah, it's general sporting knowledge. Well, how do you think, Alistair?
No great, to be honest.
Right, let's have a read through. What city would you be in if you went to a Panathinaikos home game? Roger? Athens is the correct answer. And so unfortunately, Alistair, you weren't off the mark there. Which Scottish Premiership side lost 1-0 to Annan on Saturday? You went for Kilmarnock, Alistair.
Hamilton Accies.
It was indeed Hamilton. Which French footballer said, "Because I'm worth it"? You went for the topical French footballer, Kylian Mbappe, but it was indeed...
Let me get the accent going here, Andrew. David Ginola.
There we are. Spoken to perfection. It was David Ginola. So unfortunately, no points on the board there. It's James Fowler. That is Jack Ross's assistant at Sunderland. He moved down there with him from St Mirren. Other than Rangers, name one other team Ian Durant played for. You went for Aberdeen.
I just made the assumption between the tackle. That's my...
That's where your brain went. Well...
Kilmarnock and Everton.
Kilmarnock and Everton are the two correct answers to that question. You got this one right. Ryan Jack was the player that replaced Scott Arfield in the starting lineup, and you passed on the final question. Michael Jordan is in the film Space Jam. Have you seen that one, Roger?
I'm not too sure, no. When I was younger, it was always more Joe Jordan than Michael Jordan, I have to say.
I'll tell you what, I'll recommend it. Definitely go and watch Space Jam. But unfortunately for you, Alistair, that's a one.
What can you do?
Oh well, it's the taking part that counts, Roger.
Indeed.
One more than Rangers at the moment.
And one more than Scoopy, you have to say.
Exactly. Well, there we go. Thank you to Alistair for getting involved there. Just a one for him, but do you think you can do better? Head to Clyde1.com and you can find all the information and instructions you need to register. Or if Twitter's your thing, find us at ClydeSSB. Go to our pinned tweet and all the information is there. As we were doing the quiz there, Glenn Middleton on for Josh Windass, Roger. Glenn Middleton's a name that's come up quite a lot in the past few weeks. Steven Gerrard clearly seems to rate the 18-year-old. He's been up on media duties as well. He said, you know, he's determined to break into this Rangers squad. What have you made of Glenn Middleton so far this season?
Well, listen, Steven Gerrard, any club, they can only give a platform to these young players to come through and make a mark. Glenn Middleton came in at the tail end of last season under Graham Murty. He was involved in the Scotland youth set-up, Scotland under-21s, etc, etc. He was away at the Chillon tournament, did reasonably well there. Steven Gerrard took him to Spain, the first team in the pre-season trip, and he's given him an opportunity. So I believe he's shown in the brief chance he had last week against Scoopy in the first leg. He's on for Josh Windass again tonight, and it's up to him now. He's been given the chance. If he can find the form that the club believe he's capable of, then... you never know, there could be a future there for him.
And he's certainly got a self-belief in himself. He was saying after the game last week that he feels if he's given the opportunity, you know, he'll run and run and run, and he feels that he's capable of creating, you know, a good chance in every game. It's good to see young players with that, you know, ambition and drive.
Yeah, as long as you know, as long as it's laced with a little bit of realism, the realism being they need to work hard, because when Steven Gerrard was a young man coming through at Liverpool, when Gary McAllister was a young man coming through at Motherwell, they had to work. You know, just because you get a chance in the Rangers first team doesn't necessarily mean you've made it. You know, I tend to think these guys haven't made it till they've played 50 or 60 or 70 games for the first teams and really established themselves. So it's all there for Glenn Middleton. It's the same for the other young lads in the bench, young Bradley, young Zach Rudden. It's a great opportunity for them under the new manager, but they need to work hard and take it.
Well, we'll continue to keep an eye on Rangers' match with Scoopy, as well as having a listen at what Brendan Rodgers had to say today. That's all coming after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Johanna here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 Fan. We'll get another contestant on the line soon. We're, of course, keeping a close eye on Rangers' match with Scoopy. One change during the break: Ovi Ejaria is on for Daniel Candeias. What does that say to you, Roger?
Well, with his first touch, Ovi Ejaria has almost opened up the Scoopy defence. He's fed through his fellow substitute Glenn Middleton at the left-hand side of the box, an angled drive just the wrong side of the post. The game, as you can imagine, with 17 minutes plus added time, is now really opening up. Scoopy know they need two goals just to force extra time. They're throwing everything at it. It's leaving them wide open at the break. Morelos had another shot off target there a few seconds ago. So I think it's going to be an exciting last 16, 17 minutes. Rangers look quite comfortable though, Andrew.
Well, if you want to get in touch at Clyde SSB, you can give us a tweet or give us a call. 0141 951 1025. That's exactly what Charlie from Airdrie has done. Charlie.
How you doing? All right.
Good, thanks.
Hi, Charlie.
What are you looking to say tonight?
Well, I've always not been a fan of Morelos. How long do you think Steven Gerrard's going to end up being patient with this Morelos? Getting chances, no making nothing of them. I don't know if you've seen the beginning of the game, but I was watching them on my phone. the corner, three chances you had. McGregor, three saves, you know. And if one of them would have been in, it'd been trouble, you know. And the thing is, I couldn't believe it when I heard that it was the same team he played in the first round. He was playing the same team as he played the first round, your leg. And these ones have already had their chance last year. I hope, as I say, surely he knows himself, these ones will need to get weeded out, because as you're saying a minute ago, they've brought two substitutes on. My opinion is if a half decent bid comes in for Morelos, he'll be off skate.
Well, it's strange. He looks a young man absolutely shorn of confidence, Charlie, and I'm not quite sure how you can lack confidence just a game and a half into the new season. You know, as you said, he didn't look himself in the first half at all. He just fired another one off target there a moment or two ago. How long will Gerrard stick with him, you're asking? Listen, it might just be as long as it takes him to get Umar Sadiq fully up to match speed, match fitness. He's not in the squad again tonight. Koulibaly's not in the squad. Arfield's injured as well. So there are some of the new signings still to come into that team. I think there'll be more new signings, two, possibly three, before the window closes. I know the point you're making, but as we said about Middleton as well, the young lad a minute ago, Steven Gerrard's given these guys a chance. If they don't take a chance, they won't be in the team.
Charlie?
Well, as I say, I was dreading going back to Ibrox the first game of the season and hearing all these same names getting read on the big screen. And he's brought all these new players in. Obviously, there's some things to do with permits and what have you. But I'm be hoping to see, as I say, these ones, they're even Murphy. I know he scored a goal in the first leg, but what I was hearing was two or three headers, and the boy says he's needing to practice in his heading, you know. So the thing is, I just kind of see how he keeps on playing. He must have seen him against the Celtic. He must have seen him against the Celtic. And this idea of making Tavernier captain, I don't know what that's all about. I don't want to criticise the guy because he's a brilliant, a great player and all that. But at the end of the day, you've still got to speak your mind, you know. And I just hope that he gets it right in the end. But defending these ones for last year, he's going to fall flat on his face if he doesn't watch his cell, you know what I mean?
It's an interesting debate as well, because you go back a couple of years though. I'm sure, Charlie, there were Celtic supporters in this show at the start of the Brendan Rodgers reign who were demanding players like James Forrest and Callum McGregor and guys like that be put out the team. And Brendan Rodgers managed to get more out of them, a lot more out of them. They weren't the only two. You think, you know, the likes, he's probably get more out of the likes of young Christopher Adjei in the last couple of years as well. So if Steven Gerrard can do that, even just with two or three of the Rangers players, perhaps with someone like Ryan Jack, who's back in the team tonight, who had a terrible first season at Rangers because of suspensions and then injuries, that would be like another new player coming into the team. Can he get more out of Dorans when Dorans is fit? You touched on Murphy there. Can he get more out of Murphy? So it's not just a case of bringing new players into the team to replace old ones. Steven Gerrard will be working hard to try and get more out of guys who underachieved last season.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, it's time to get our second contestant of the night on the line, and it's Alistair from Maryhill. Alistair?
Hello.
Alistair, are you feeling confident going into this?
No, really not.
Have you been playing along at home?
Occasionally, yes.
What would you say your average score is?
Average, about three.
Not ideal, Roger, three, but you can work on that. We've had people on here before that have said they get twos and threes and they come away with a six or a seven. Or we get people that say they get sixes and sevens and come away with a two.
I think Alistair's just been modest here. I'm expecting Alistair to sail through these questions. Go for it.
I'm bricking it here.
Well, it's as easy as this. 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or you can give it a guess. The aim of the game is to stay on that leaderboard until finals week, which kicks off on Monday. How does that sound?
Sounds fantastic.
Perfect. Which team plays their home games at Stair Park?
Pass.
Scott Sinclair joined Celtic from which team?
Man City.
Which English club's badge features a star above a crescent moon?
Millwall.
The Lakers are a basketball team from which city?
LA.
What English club have reportedly made a bid for Roma goalkeeper Alisson?
Liverpool.
Which Miller played for Aberdeen in the 70s and 80s and managed them in the 90s?
Charlie.
Name the Celtic winger Brendan Rodgers today says he wants to keep at the club. Quickly. Two. Didn't get that one in time, unfortunately. How do you think he got on, Roger?
Oh, I think you may have hit your average. Maybe about a three there, Alistair.
What do you think, Alistair?
Wasn't good. It wasn't going quick enough.
Well, let's have a read through and see how you got on. Which team plays their home games at Stair Park?
Stranraer.
It is indeed Stranraer. So unfortunately, you went on the board there, Alistair. It was Aston Villa that Scott Sinclair joined Celtic from. He was at Man City, Alistair, but that was before he was at Aston Villa. Which club's badge features a star above a crescent moon? You went for Millwall.
I think it's Portsmouth.
It is Portsmouth. Rodgers on fire. The Lakers are a basketball team from which city? You got this one right. It is indeed Los Angeles. And you've been keeping up with your transfer business day. What English club have reportedly made a bid for Roma keeper Alisson? It is indeed Liverpool. So that was two for you there. Which Miller played for Aberdeen in the 70s and 80s and managed them in the 90s? You went for Charlie.
Willie.
It is Willie. It's Willie Miller. So unfortunately, no point for you there. And the Celtic winger that Brendan Rodgers said today he wants to keep at the club, you passed on that one. It's Mikey Johnston, the youngster.
That's right. No, I remember reading about that now.
Well, we are going to hear from Brendan Rodgers on that subject very soon. But Alistair, a two for you.
All right, thank you.
Well, thank you to Alistair for getting involved. If you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the information there to register, or go to our pinned tweet at ClydeSSB and you'll get directed where you need to register there. So a two, not the greatest score, a two and a one so far, Roger.
Yeah, it just shows it's difficult. You know, it's nervous. Questions are getting fired at you quickly. I always say you need to try and get the first one. I get a bit of momentum going. It becomes so much easier. A chance to get in the finals board. Tell you what though, Scoopy aren't getting much momentum going here. Only 8 minutes left in the second leg of this Europa League qualifier. It's still goalless. Still Rangers 2-0 on aggregate.
Well, let's turn our attentions to Celtic, shall we? Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers has been speaking today ahead of their second leg against Alaskert tomorrow night. He says Mikey Johnston will be staying at the club at this point in time, despite being linked with a loan move. Rodgers says there's been interest in the 19-year-old already this transfer window, but with the likes of St Mirren and Hibs, of course, being linked with him. But the manager says Johnston is staying put for the time being.
Yeah, no, he's very much be staying here at Celtic at this point in time. A very exciting young talent at 19 years of age, and his best position is off the left side, but I think you've seen the other day in the game when he played off the right, he was very comfortable. He's learning the other side of the game in terms of that tactical idea of pressing and how to work and how to recover, but there's no doubt he's a special talent going forward, and in the 1v1 he's a real, you know, he's the type of player that a supporter loves, and especially a Celtic supporter, that excitement. So at this moment in time, he's very much in my plans. We need to develop him. We need to get him some games. If that changes, then there's a number of options for him, of teams that would like to take him. But at this moment, he stays.
Maybe I'm looking at the fact that there's so many strong players in those wide areas that he may not necessarily be given the chance to impress, but not be given regular game time as well, like Forrest, St Clair, I know
McGregor
there as well, but you'll be able to
learn
from those players at the same time.
Yeah, but it's also every day in training. You get enough chance to show your qualities in training. But there's no doubt it's been unfortunate really. Last year he was out with a long period with an injury, but he looks strong. He's done well in pre-season, and it's just the continuation of his development really, what we feel is going to be best for him. So but working very well, training, and again, he's still got a lot to in terms of maturation, but his game qualities really excites us all.
Well, Mikey Johnson has impressed in pre-season so far, Roger. Do you feel that's the right decision for Brendan Rodgers to keep him around the squad at the moment?
I think he's keeping him this week. He admitted himself today there's a couple of injury doubts over Johnny Hayes again, Lewis Morgan again, Lee Griffiths is still out. I think he wants Johnson there and thereabouts to, not just for the second leg against Al Ashkirk, but for potentially the second round against Rosenborg and Valour. I still wouldn't rule out Michael Johnson being sent out on loan, probably to St Mirren, for at least the first half of the season. The way the likes of Ryan Christie, people like that, have been loaned out before, it would give Michael Johnson extended top flight experience that, with the best will in the world, he's not going to get at Celtic. You know, probably Celtic will start the season with Tierney one side, Forrest the other side in a 3-5-2. So Johnson would only get, you know, fleeting involvement. A great talent. You saw that in the Toulon tournament. You saw the goal he scored. I think, you know, he was hailed as one of the players of the tournament over there. He will be a Celtic player for a period of time to come. Don't be surprised if he's a St Mirren player for the first half of the season.
If that move to St Mirren came off, you know, we have a look at some of the players that have come through St Mirren in the last few years, players that they've almost made a focal point of the team, the likes of John McGinn, the likes of Kenny McLean, the likes of Lewis Morgan, that have gone on to, you know, to get big moves from them. Do you feel that, you know, Mikey Johnson could thrive in that environment?
Yeah, I think he probably could. And you look at, you know, that was all under previous St Mirren managers. Like, Alan Stubbs in charge now. But if you look at the way Alan Stubbs has, you know, nurtured the likes of Scott Allen, who's obviously now back at Celtic, but, you know, he's got a reputation for getting the best out of, you know, talented players who sort of operate either directly behind or off the side of a striker. And I think Alan Stubbs might just be the man that Brendan Rodgers would like to help with Michael Johnson's development over the first half of the season. He said there he's got a bit of maturing to go. I think he means professionally, not personally. You know, his game is to mature a little bit before he's ready to make the type of impact in Celtic's first team that, you know, for instance, Forrest has made in recent times, McGregor's made. How do you get that maturity? You get him playing football at as high a level as possible. So I think it would maybe suit all parties, including the lad himself, if Michael Johnson was to end up at St Mirren.
0141 951 1025, if you want to get involved. That's exactly what Alec from Parkhead has done. Alec.
Hi, how we doing? How we doing, Roger?
Hey, Alec, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, obviously, talking about the boy, Mikey, obviously seen him on Saturday, and it's quite clear the boy's got bags of ability. But, you know, it's when he wants to get game time. And it's great that Brendan's wanting to keep him, obviously, at Celtic Park for develop him. But like you say, you know, getting it to a St Mirren or getting it to a Hibs, you know, we've seen the benefits of putting players out before and playing, you know, instead of playing a handful of games, you know, coming back like a season pro. So maybe this year, and possibly even next year, might just be too soon, but it's quite clear that one day, you know, he could go on to be a proper Celtic star, like obviously the way Kieran Tierney's done.
No, listen, I agree with you 100%. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm actually, well, just watching the last 3 or 4 minutes of this Rangers game on the TV here, Alec, and the ball happened to be the feet of Ove Ejaria. The day Ove Ejaria became a Rangers player on loan from Liverpool, I think he signed a 4-year deal with Liverpool on that morning, then was loaned out to Rangers. I mean, don't rule out something like, you know, Michael Johnson signing a long-term deal at Celtic just to reinforce Celtic's commitment, his commitment to the club. But then, for the benefit of all, he goes out on loan to St Mirren, because there's nothing that helps players more than playing regularly. And if Michael Johnson was in that St Mirren team, he would be as important this season to them as Lewis Morgan has been in previous seasons. And he'd get the experience of going to Pittodrie and Tynecastle and Ibrox and Easter Road. And he would come back, he would hope, to Celtic a better player. Certainly no doubting the lad's ability. I just say that a terrific save by Alan McGregor to keep Scoopy out from scoring the opening goal there. But going back to Michael Johnson, you saw in the Toulon tournament in May what he's all about, the talent he's got. But, you know, Johnson and young Billy Gilmour from Chelsea, two outstanding talents. Malky Mackay, Scott Gemmell, they want to develop the two of them for Scotland. And Brendan Rodgers wants to develop Johnson for Celtic.
Well, thank you to Alec from Parkhead for phoning in. After the break, we'll be bringing you the full-time result from Rangers against Scoopy, and we'll also be speaking to Callum in Saul Coats. All that coming after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan. With Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, Philip Schofield here.
One.com.
Roger Hanna here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 Fan. And it is just the second gone full time between FK Scoopy and Rangers in a Europa League first round second leg qualifier. A 0-0 draw, Roger, the full time result.
Yeah, and I think Rangers, they look comfortable. Alan McGregor had a couple of early saves, one very good save a couple of minutes from time that spared Rangers a nervy 3 minutes of injury time. Other than that, they coped admirably with what could have been an awkward game. High temperatures over there. They were obviously, the guys who were involved against Progress Niederkorn last year would have had that at the back of their minds as well. But they're through. You would expect it would be Osijek in Croatia, first leg of the second round next midweek. They've still to get past Petro Kubs of Moldova. Was it 1-1 the first leg, I think, in that
one? Yes, it was.
You would think Osijek at home in Croatia would see that through. That will be a level higher than Scoopy. But Steven Gerrard will hope the Rangers can raise their level from Scoopy. But you can't argue with it. Two clean sheets for Alan McGregor and the new look defence of Flanagan, Katic, Goldson, and the confirmed captain now, James Tavernier. That will boost confidence and they'll make the journey home tonight happy with their work.
Well, full time it is for Rangers. They're through to the second qualifying round of the Europa League. Celtic, of course, play tomorrow. They're looking to get through to the second qualifying round of the Champions League. And let's go back to Brendan Rodgers, shall we? We've got Callum in Saltcoats on the line that we'll speak to after we hear from Brendan Rodgers to get his opinion on this. Brendan Rodgers gave an update today on the situation regarding Dedrick Boyata and John McGinn. Rodgers says he's looking to tie Boyata down on a long-term deal after his impressive showing at the World Cup, with the defender now in the last year of his contract. As well as that, he said he'd like to see a deal for John McGinn be concluded soon, but we'll leave it to the clubs to handle the negotiations.
You can't be too impatient, because the markets now are very difficult and it's never easy, and especially in a World Cup year as well, and considering how early we start. So patience hopefully gets you the players that you want.
Is there any movement on a player like John McGinn, whether that's with interest from Hibs and Mikey Johnson as well? And is there a point that you maybe draw a line under it and move on for someone else to fit the bill?
It's something that's pretty much between the clubs, and of course there's speculation around Mikey and John and other players, but it's nothing to really comment on, really. We just let the clubs get on with sorting it out, and if they can, then great.
Dedrick Boyata had an impressive World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Could you maybe stress the importance he is to your squad and perhaps signing him on immediately?
Yeah, very important. I think I've always said that once he got into the team, Dedrick, he'd done very, very well. He's an experienced player now, and his experience at the World Cup is only going to help him and benefit him. He's got a year left. He's a player that we would love to keep. He knows that, but naturally he's in his last year. He's now on holiday. He'll be relaxing from a long season, so we'll pick that up again when he comes back.
Have you managed to speak to him about it?
No, I haven't spoke to him yet. We've messaged each other and whatnot, but he knows my feeling on it, and like I say, he needs to just rest and recover now, and we'll speak when he gets back.
Well, let's go straight to the phone, shall we? Callum, a Celtic fan in Saltcoats. Callum, what did you make of what Brendan Rodgers had to say about Dedrick Boyata and John McGinn there?
I was actually quite disappointed, really. I think it's just about time Celtic sell Boyata, get a new defence structured, kind of going into this championship. I think previously, in the last couple of years, Dedrick Boyata has shown that not good enough in Celtic's defence, certainly not just in European level, sometimes domestically. If he makes a mistake, he loses all confidence and just looks a completely different player. However, if he has a good game, he has a good run of games, but certainly, in my personal opinion, I don't think I think he's tying the Celtic up, and I think Celtic should look to get another set and a half in there. The likes of Jack Kendry and Christopher Ayer, still quite young. So I think, certainly for European level, I think Celtic should go into the market and try and spend a good bit of money, hopefully similar to the money they spent on Odson Edward, a good £9 million. It's probably not going to be at that sort of level of money, but certainly something in that between 5, 6, maybe 7 million to get somebody in there that could really do us a turn in defence.
This is one of my favourite topics, Andrew, because in the 2 and a bit years that Brendan Rodgers has been at Celtic Park, this show must have taken more calls demanding the signing of a new centre-half than we've taken on any other topic. I can see where Callum's coming from. I can see where they're all coming from. The fascinating bit for me is Brendan Rodgers isn't halving it at all. You could see it was beginning to get to him a few weeks ago when he said, "There's some Celtic fans wouldn't be happy unless we had Billy McNeil at the heart of the defence." He has time and again issued stout defences of Boyata or Simunovic or Adjaer or Hendry. He stopped short of trying to defend Marvin Comper, which is understandable. But even just a couple of days ago, he said, "People complain about the centre of my defence. Look at Dedryck Boyata. Played 3 group games for Belgium. They won all 3 group games. People would love to have him in the centre of defence." He's now talking about a contract extension for Boyata and almost building the defence round about him. So I'll be really, really interested to see A, if that contract is signed, but B, whether Boyata's done enough in those 3 games to attract bids from clubs who are watching him in the red of Belgium.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, it's time to get our third contestant of the night on the line, and it's Kevin, a Celtic fan from Knightswood. Kevin.
Hi.
Kevin, how are you feeling going into £5,000 fan?
Great, I'm a Glasgow Warrior fan.
Oh, Glasgow Warrior fan, there we go. Nice to have a rugby fan phoning up the show, Roger.
Absolutely. What do you think of the chances for the new season?
Bit dodgy, but at least the SRU aren't doing as bad as they've done in the last couple of weeks.
Well, you've got this derby game at home now, don't you? Against Edinburgh next season.
Yep, all down to the fans to get that back to Scots. And
a few decent signings as well.
Can do better than that, but...
Well, let's hope. You maybe get a couple of rugby questions in here to help you out. 30 seconds on the clock, as usual, to get as many answers correctly as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can, of course, pass or give it a guess. Aim of the game, as always, is to stay on that leaderboard until Monday. Is that all right for you?
Yeah, go for it.
Which former Celtic manager started his playing career in Northern Ireland with Distillery?
Pass.
Who did Wigan beat in the 2013 FA Cup final?
Pass.
Which Rangers striker has moved to Mexican side Santos Laguna on loan?
Herrera.
Brazil, Argentina and which other South American country has won the World Cup?
Uruguay.
Zinedine Zidane is set to return to which club as a director?
Juventus.
Which country lost Euro 96 final to Germany?
France.
Which League 2 side do Motherwell face in the League Cup tonight?
Pass.
Oh, a pass on that one. Roger, how do you feel he went on?
He's got to listen, that's the best tonight by a mile.
Well, let's go through the answers and see if Roger is correct on that prediction. The former Celtic manager who started his playing career in Northern Ireland with Distillery. You passed on that one, Kevin?
Is it Martin O'Neill?
It was Martin O'Neill. So Roger would have been off to a good start there. Unfortunately for you, Kevin, it wasn't to be. Who did Wigan beat in the 2013 FA Cup final?
Man City.
It was Man City. But you got on the scoreboard straight after that. Eduardo Herrera is the Rangers striker that's moved to Mexico on loan to Santos Laguna. He's gone. Uruguay are the other South American side that have won the World Cup along with Brazil and Argentina. So it's 2 in a row for you there. And then you made it 3. Juventus is the team that Zinedine Zidane is set to return as a director. But unfortunately, that was all you got. It was Czech Republic that lost to Germany in the Euro 96 final. And Motherwell face Edinburgh City tonight. So hard luck, Kevin. That's a 3 for you.
Just average.
Just average, he says. But it's always good to get involved, and you've not got long left at all. If you think you can do better, if you think you can get yourself on that leaderboard, go to Clyde1.com to register, or go to our Twitter at ClydeSSB. The pinned tweet there is where you can enter. A 3, Roger. It's no one on the leaderboard tonight.
No one on the leaderboard tonight. Still plenty of time to get on that leaderboard for the finals week. A decent start as well to the new football season. Celtic did their business last week. Hibs did their business last week. And Rangers have done it tonight in Macedonia. Hard fought 0-0. 2-0 on aggregate, and Stephen Gerrard's already got them further than Pedro Cascina.
Well, that's it for tonight's show. My thanks to Roger Hannah for joining me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan. The search continues tomorrow, where Ronnie Charters will be joined by Mark Guidi. Not long left to go now of 5 Grand Fan. Don't go anywhere tonight though. Callum Gallagher is up next, all the latest hits.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.